It can mean only one thing.
Say that again.
We all are in this cultural trance.
Yeah.
Go away, you look funny.
I feel it's time for something dramatic. Something that'll surprise the audience. Keep their attention.
Are you ready to rock?
Go away.
The bigger they are, the further they fall, and the funnier it gets.
Every time it seems we've gone about as far as we can, it's time for Grandma and Grandpa to take off.
All you need is a stick, a pot or a pan, spoons, a bell, a triangle, cymbal, anything you can get to make some noise with.
Well, folks, there's real progress. You can see why we call it Exquisite Quirk.
CITR 101.9, Vancouver.
Remain seated, please.
This program tells you what to do in an emergency.
It's controlled by computers.
I'm going to describe some simple techniques that you can use to improve your listening skills.
It's a lot of work.
Money. No records, no record release party. No record release party, no record release party snacks.
They even say that you're going to die.
Welcome to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR, Vancouver, at 101.9 FM on the radio dial. Yes, 101.9 means FM. All these people don't know what FM and AM frequencies are. I just don't understand. But never mind. So, this week, Wire, The Wire Boys Part 2. Last week we presented Wire from the year 77 to about 1986 or so. Now we're going to continue on with Wire and some of the side projects. This week, for part two of Wire Boys on Exquisite Corpse. So, we're going to start around 1986 when Wire started to rear its head again as a band. Started to get together as a surprise to many people appearing in live shows here and there playing new tracks. We're going to start out with one of these surprising new tracks, which came on an EP called Snake Drill. And a track called A Series of Snakes, right here on CITR. New day now.
In the serious, is that a paper I see in your hands? Then the laws for a German phrase. Querida, 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 querida. Never again, none of your lip. It's your lip.
Yeah.
I stop that dripping like red hair. The old soldiers.
It's only when you stop that I feel it.
Yes, you're there.
Wire and a series of snakes, which would go on to form the backbone of Snake Drill, a 12-inch EP released by Mute in November 1986. Between times, Wire played a handful of further live dates, culminating in a gig at Hammersmith Clarendon in July 86, from where on the full-scale Wire reunion seemed official. Curious journalists asked why they were working together again, to which Lewis's reply was simple, because we like doing it. I can't think of a better one. Snake Drill revealed a surprising new sound based on sampling technology and marked a reluctance to trade on former glories. The controls were set for the recording of their fifth album. The ideal copy arrived in April 1987, preceded in March by the single Ahead, and boasting eight new songs that were recorded at Berlin's Hansa Tone Studios and produced and engineered by Gareth Jones. The ideal copy was the first stunning modern artifact to be produced out of the 77 Sneer peer group, reckoned Sounds, the magazine Sounds. So this is Ahead from the ideal copy on Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show, and Wire 2. I remember.
Take speed down.
So, three tracks from the Reformed Wire from 1986 to 1988. They're starting with a series of snakes from Snake Drill, and we went on to Ahead from the Ideal Copy from 88. And I think, maybe 87. And a cup, a bell is a cup until it is struck, the album from 88, right? Kidney Bingo's name of that track. And that didn't stop the band from continuing on with solo projects, as we will hear coming up right now. Colin Newman continued with an album called It Seems, and a single from that track called Better Later Than Never, one of my favorite tracks of that year. So let's get into that. Okay, now they marked the wrong order on my list. So here we go.
An increment in the score. Those Turks are sunk again. I'm double bubble with birth. Can anyone tell the difference? Clinging tight to the back. We think we've got him caught. Tapping in to the juice. We think we've got it made. Day. The high point of the year. A hanging's not on the cards. The future glooms in short. The cloud may break or may not. The semi-final end. Intention never dies.
Better Later Than Never, from Colin Newman's It Seems album, 1988. And we also heard more solo material in 1988, namely from Graham Lewis and his project He Said, the album Take Care, with a lot of great tracks on it, one of which is Leonard Cohen's Suzanne, which we may hear later, but not sure of that yet. We're going to listen to now ABC Dick's Love. ABC Dick's Love. I don't know.
Ho, 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 Vancouver. It's time for the Mint Records Just in Time for Christmas Party. On December 14th and December 15th, the Mint Records Just in Time for Christmas Party will take place at the Railway Club with an unprecedented number of bands performing. Get there early because the first 75 paid entrants each night will receive a gift. Plus, there will be no advance tickets.
Friday to December the 14th features the Pack AD, Bella, Immaculate Machine, Young and Sexy, and the Buttless Chaps. Whereas Saturday, December the 15th, you'll be seeing Vancouver, the Choir Practice, the Awkward Stage, Carolyn Mark, and the Ramblin' Ambassadors. And both nights feature CITR's own DJ Bryston spinning tunes in the back lounge.
The Mint Records Just in Time for Christmas Party, Friday, December 14th and Saturday, December 15th at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street. First come, first serve.
Opening band Friday is Calarissa, and on Saturday it's Hot Panda.
Happy birthday to you.
Hi guys, I'm here to tell you about an exciting social and educational event called the Night of a Thousand Dinners. N1KD is an event held by the International Relations Students Association in order to raise funds and awareness for the campaign against landmines. The evening is a chance for students, diplomats, and members of the business community to come together and enjoy an exceptional meal while discussing and learning about the global landmine crisis. Our dinner has the prestige of being one of the largest student-organized nights of a thousand dinners in the world. Please join us on November 27th at 6 p.m. at the Marriott Pinnacle in downtown Vancouver. Tickets are on sale now. They're running out very quickly. To purchase, please visit the URSA website at ursa.ca/gala.
And here we are. I hear mic one doesn't work, so I'm using two, but I'm curious about that other one, though. And we're listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio, or rather you are. It's about a minute after eight, I think, or two. And we're listening to The Wire, Part 2, Wire Boys 2, The Electric Boogaloo. No, let me see, what did we hear in the past here? Let's just tell you that. He Said, and ABC Dick's Love from the Take Care album. Album, I say that word a lot. Colin Newman, it's been sampled, I say that word so much. Some French couple sampled me saying album, and it's very strange. Colin Newman. And Better Later Than Never from It Seems, the release from that year, 1988. And Wire returns with a single called In Vivo, a very nice single in 1989. And heard this in a few clubs back in the day. Let's check it out, In Vivo from Wire.
Black and white life, there's a kind.
Still using mic one. And Wire in Vivo on CITR. You know, I almost said KUPS. I think the last time I played Wire this much at any radio station, it was KUPS Tacoma. And, well, that's for sure, actually. But never mind that. This is CITR Vancouver. And this is the 2007, I think. Yeah. Wow. Okay, Exquisite Corpse Radio is what you're listening to on CITR. Canada's favorite radio show, you know. And the following spring, the utterly infectious Eardrum Buzz single hit the charts in April 1989. Wire followed it up with It's Beginning to and Back Again LP in May. A studio treatment of live recordings covering songs both old and new, the album represented a provocative exploration of pop seduction by electronics and traditional song formats being hijacked by dance music elegance. So, let's move on to that LP itself in its original form and vinyl. And the track, well, Eardrum Buzz, of course, the one that is infectious, evidently. Infectious. Jesus. There you go, eardrum buzz from Wire on the CITR. And what do I have here? I was going to read something. Totally lost it. Let's see. Meanwhile, okay. Harvest reissued a compilation LP entitled On Returning, 1977 to 79, in August of that year, featuring choice cuts from Pink Flag, Chairs Missing, and 154, the first three albums. And so that gives us a chance to head back in time a little bit with this re-release from 1989 called On Returning. So we have some tracks here. Let's listen to Ex-Lion Tamer.
Sab Gray from Iron Cross. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada.
Has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno-peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically,
That's right,
or
yeah.
would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But, just check out our website, and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
Yeah, I wasn't going to play that track for a while, but decided to anyway. And two from Wire, they're from the early days. Ex-Lion Tamer was first. Three Girl Rumba was the second one. Three Girl Rumba, of course, famously lifted that hook at the beginning. They're lifted by Elastica in 1995. And we're taken to court by Wire, which seems oddly out of character, but perhaps not. And was settled out of court there. When remember Alaska lifted it for the what track was that again? Connection. That's it. Yeah. And this is Wire Boys 2 on CITR. We're still trying to track down a couple albums there that I have on my list, but haven't found them at the station yet, and need time to look for them a little bit. So. We should move on to something else while we're going. I'm struggling with a few things here. Hang with me, please. So maybe we could move on to. Another announcement. That's it. You love those things. Let's do it.
You want to gain the freshman 15? Well, you probably will, so why not gain it ethically? Sprouts, the student-run, not-for-profit grocery store, is now open in the lower level of the UBC Student Union Building across from Travel Cuts in the Wellness Center. Sprouts is committed to providing the UBC community with healthy, locally produced, organic, and fair trade products at great prices. Sprouts will be open from 9:30 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. So you want to tag a ride on the sustainable gravy train? Sprouts is now looking for volunteers to help out with tabling, outreach, and at the storefront. So just drop by and pick up your application. So you want to gain the freshman 15? Well,
I don't know. Things are falling apart all around. Why is that set on loop? I don't know. Okay, let's just go to Suzanne now, like I told you about. ABC Dix Love is what we heard from He Said a while back. So from He Said's album, again, Take Care, let's listen to Leonard Cohen's Suzanne, as covered by Graham Lewis and He Said at CITR.
Thank you.
So, Graham Lewis there, he said, and Take Care of the album, Leonard Cohen's Suzanne here, CITR. Now, before things started to fall apart and disappear, I had a plan, something called a plan, and it was really nice. But, I don't know, let's play it by ear from this point on for a while, and maybe go into I don't know, something or other. Got some Bruce Gilbert in the background there. From Oil Met Gravel, Bruce Gilbert. Or that's You Might, wait a minute, that's You Might Be Called. Oh, I'm confused. Anyway, let me just tell you what's going on here. So the three would soon regroup as were, still pronounced Wire, but before the official announcement of Go To Bed's departure, Wire would put out the album The Drill. The album was the culmination of a live process that had begun back in rehearsals in 1986. When the song Drill first emerged in performance, Drill had long taken a life of its own, mutating into a piece that could last for anything up to 30 minutes long. By 1989, when more computer sequencer technology had been incorporated into Wire sound, they recorded six versions of Drill to test out new processes. This venture had been left to lie while Manscape was recorded, but when it came to live performances, Drill reared its head and with further transformation and was played as 1-2 Drill U, a hybrid of Drill and 1-2 XU. Therefore, the Drill LP, which featured 1-2 Drill U, retitled as In Every City, which we can't find, represented an end to the Wire that was, after which Were sallied forth. And Were came out with the album called The First Letter, with the album So and Slow It Grows, which I had every intention of playing this evening, but did not have it at home and does not show up at the station. So, a bit of a surprise to me. I couldn't find it. So we're not going to get to that. That's one of my problems. The other problem is the mic one doesn't seem to work, the one that I seem to default to all the time. The speakers in the studio are buggered beyond recognition. And what else is going on here? A myriad of other problems, which seem to plague me. Luckily, the turntables are working this week, though. So that's my problem for you today. Should we just let's go on and tell you about maybe what's going on around town from livemusicvancouver.com as we listen to Bruce Gilbert in the background with You Might Be Called. All right, okay, you got livevan.com listing. Let me see, what does it say here? I see. Oh, there you go. You can call livemusicvancouver.com now. It's, not sure what it says out on your cell phone, but I don't really, can't really read the information there. So never mind. Okay, a tribute to Tool featuring Lute and Yeah Whatever at the Bourbon, which is God knows where, I don't know. And Chris Walter and Go Fuck Yourselves Press presents Drew Gates' book launch for the Crooked Beat with The Jolts, The Hits, Jones Bones, and Likely Rads, The Cobalt. And let's see. What does this name mean? Disaster Pieces, Blister and Barnacle, Scissor Tooth, Huge Milk, Nosebleeders, Oral Compensation at the Columbia tomorrow night, and R&B Conspiracy at Fairview Pub, the Glowing Hearts at Heyfei and Gentle Infidels at Hoko's, the Furios and Eugene Ripper CD release with Dreadnoughts and Pender at the Media Club. And Dance Your Bums Off with Groove Grinders at Mulhern's at the Eldorado. At Mulhern's at the Eldorado. Please translate that. I don't understand. DJ Johnny at Princeton Pub. Also, tomorrow night. Trigger Effect. Carpenter and Grave Life at Pub 340. Rich Hope and His Evildoers and the Manipulators and Los Caminos. Valerie Graham at the Railway. Juliet on the Lick, Scissors for Lefty, and Sufra Jet. Richards. So, Language Arts, Litterbug, Hawaiian Bibles, and the Bends at the Royal Unicorn Cabaret. And is it Issa or Issa, formerly known as Jane Sibbery? What's that all about? What's that about, Jane? At the Van East Cult Center. All tomorrow night for you. All right, kids. You're listening to Exquisite Corpse, formerly Canada's favorite radio show. We're going to, I guess, move on to some bit later tracks from Wire now, since we can't find the intermediate ones. I don't know why. It's not showing up. So let's come back in a little bit and get into it some more.
Hey Pete, want to go to a concert?
What do you think, Sally?
I think that's yes. To the Music in Motion concert, that is.
That's the benefit concert happening in support of BC's Children's Hospital.
It's going on Saturday, December 8th in the evening and takes place at Capilano College in the Performing Arts Theater.
We are so there, as we love music and giving out our support.
Some of the artists playing include Drew McKay and Soulful Rebellion.
Sounds like a fun night.
Oh yeah. Come hear some music and support BC's Children's Hospital.
Sometimes I feel special, like an apostle of Jesus or something.
And how does it make you feel?
Like I want to hustle!
Yes, I see.
You don't need a psychologist to know that what you crave is Apostle of Hustle, the ultimate indie rock band. CITR presents Apostle of Hustle Saturday, December 8th at the Plaza Club on Granville Street. Come out for a chance to hear them play new music from their album National Anthem of Nowhere.
That'll cure anybody.
In professional opinion, would be to recommend Apostle of Hustle. Yes.
And go again. CITR Radio. 101.9. And still having some trouble here. Can't tell you why. You would cry all week if I told you why. Let's listen to what Wire has come back to do in... Surprise, surprise. 2002, Wire returns with... tracks, two EPs entitled Read and Burn. So from Read and Burn, now let's hear the first track from Read and Burn number one, which is called In the Art of Stopping at, wherever we are.
Bye.
Art of Stopping. Wire 2002 have returned to form as we try and salvage what's left of our show. Okay, at the about 19, or is it 2002 now? I guess we're into, since we can't find the other Wire stuff. All right, let's just put that away. They released EPs of new hard edge material on 2000's The Third Day. The hell is that? 2002's Read and Burn number 1 and Read and Burn number 2. So, and in 2003, Wire released Send, the first new album since 1991. So, from Read and Burn number 2, let's now hear a track called Spent at Exquisite Corpse.
Baby, baby, baby.
you go, with wire from Read and Burn number 2 spent. Wire remained going to next year's 2003's CD, full-length CD, called, I forgot already what it was called, and I can't find it, because I'm losing my mind. Send, yeah. Anyway, so this is Exquisite Corpse Radio, falling apart, trying to keep it together. And podcasts can be a blessing and a curse sometimes. Enough said. So let's move on. Back to 1997, Colin Newman was still continuing in a lot of his solo work. He's in the 90s seemed to have a growth spurt, I guess what you could call it. And one of the things he's done besides start his own label and marry a woman named Malka, who he does a label with, and music in the name of Oracle and whatnot. He has a track from the album called Bastard here called Spaced In that we're going to hear from 1997.
Thank you.
taste there from Colin, no, wait a minute, Bruce Gilbert, and when track called Oil Met Gravel from a compilation called Matching Crosses, 1998. Now, if you hadn't kept up or did not know until this moment, Wire is back this month. And this leads us to about the end here. Wire's back this month with a new Read and Burn number 3. And so we're going to hear a track from Read and Burn number 3 right now as we tell you to stay tuned for Thunderbird Radio Hell. Let's listen to a track. It's got 4 tracks on it. One of them's called No Warning Given. And let's hear that one as we say so long. Thanks for coming by, and remember, you can get the podcasts and edit out the mistakes. How about that? And anyway, it's good to be here, as always. Just is. So, without further ado, Wire, Read and Burn, number 3 from 2007, No Warning Given.
John Lee Hooker, I borrowed your book. The 15 kilometers, my latest recruit. I'm reincarnated in his birthday suit. I'm telling you, farewell, I would. Yeah.
Objection, no one.